60% of the time, they're right every time. Dom and Cruz are the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you download the Devil Radio app. You can find it on your smartphone applications.
Dominic, about 2:50 Central Time each and every day, you like to nominate and eventually award a D-bag of the day. And I hate to kick a guy while he's down, but I'd like to nominate Rudy Giuliani. In this case, not for losing his law license specifically, but as the headline over here at the Raw story tells, Rudy Giuliani faced the expletive-laced tirade as Trump campaign lawyer explained Georgia recount rules. Pardon me. New book. They released some excerpts today in light of the fact Rudy lost his law license, I suspect. Michael Bender's new book, Frankly, We Did Win This Election. That's what the book's called anyways. The Daily Mail revealed the excerpt Thursday, though the book isn't going to be released until August. Bender's book cites the 2020 campaign manager, Bill Stepien, and campaign lawyer Justin Clark, who walked Trump through the legal options. Giuliani, however, was blowing it up, the book describes, pushing his way further into the Oval Office. They describe a November 13th event, and I'm going to take you down to the quotes, Dom. Clark explained that state law required results to be certified before a recount could be requested, which hadn't yet happened, the book recalls. They're lying to you, sir, Giuliani shouted. The book continues, but Clark refuted Giuliani's claim and then devolved into a shouting match that was so loud those waiting outside the Oval Office could hear and were a little startled. You're an effing a-hole, Rudy, Clark said. I mean, this is a guy on the same team. Clark had been with the campaign for a year, going through state and national party rule books to ensure the campaign was prepared for challenges. Before that, he was a White House aide. Now, after one phone call from Giuliani, the president was entertaining nonsensical attacks on his ability to read Georgia election code and give an honest answer to a simple question to the president he'd spent 4 years trying to reelect. Clark stopped going to the White House. Then, when Giuliani took over, that's when Giuliani took over. He now faces legal sanctions for lying in courts about the 2020 elections. And apparently, Dom, as the Raw story reports, Rudy might have lost his law license. So Rudy is the one, perhaps, that planted the very first seeds of misinformation in Donald Trump's head, at least in regards to Georgia. And ultimately, think about this, when the indictments come down in Georgia, because Trump was looking for the 11,780 votes there, the very lawsuits, the criminality, the threatening of the officials in Georgia, well, that was done because Rudy planted the seeds. So therefore, the now disbarred Rudy Giuliani, I nominate you for D-bag of the day.
D-bag of the day.
Well done, Michael. I got one for you. Rep Matt Gaetz. You see some of this testimony, man? Oh, my goodness. Tough guy Gaetz getting into it with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, regarding critical race theory.
Was he one of those guys?
You know, he was actually
General Milley?
Yeah, he was the general that walked with Trump through Lafayette Square after they tear gassed and pushed the peaceful citizens exercising their constitutional rights out of the way so Trump could go to a burned-out church and hold a Bible upside down for his photo op. Now, Milley later apologized, and I guess apparently after the fact, recognizing that didn't look too good. But he was providing testimony today, and Gaetz was, you know, cracking to these folks about the critical race theory. And Milley had a comeback I'd like to play for the people right now. Brian, if you would, please. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Rudy, I think it was yesterday, but we got to keep moving on this sound.
Yes, cut number five, please.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
So that wasn't a direct response to Matt Gaetz, who had been bringing up this critical race theory throughout this committee hearing yesterday. A fine response. Apparently this one has gone viral. Still don't like the fact that you walked through Lafayette Square with the former guy, General, but you did a fine job responding to my nominee for today's D-bag of the day, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Papa's got a brand new D-bag.
And Gaetz was sitting there so smugly, just shaking his head as he's getting his ass handed to him by the general. It was something to behold, certainly a D-bag moment.
You know, I was thinking about nominating one more, keeping it in the family. Andrew Giuliani took to Twitter Thursday to rant about the recent decision to suspend his father from practicing law. You know, young Giuliani's running for governor of New York. The elder Giuliani is accused of lying to the court multiple times. According to the younger Giuliani, he claimed while the incident was about politics and attacked the Justice Department. This is just unbelievable to see how politicized all this has become. This is unacceptable, and I stand by my father. He did everything ultimately by the book, and the fact that there would be this politicization in our Justice Department is disgusting. It is a cancer that needs to be cut out. It needs to be cut out right now. What he may not realize, Dom, is it's the, what, State Supreme Court of New York that censored his dad by taking away his law license for lying to the court. Anyways, the whole Giuliani family, they're all
yes.
D-bags today.
Yes, they win.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next.
D-bag of the day.
You can't handle the truth.
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.